You're listening to Morning Edition on listener-supported Maine Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Erwin Gratz. Brenda Garand, Sam Surprise, and I usually gather to talk about political advertising, how it looks and sounds, the strategies that may lie behind it. Friday, we set out to find out how those ads and the rest of this year's campaign may be leaving impressions on regular folks. So we went to Dyson's truck stop and restaurant in Herman.
This is an institution.
Yes, it is.
Critical on the road between what's north and what's south. It's a place where people that are in commerce, travelers, local folks.
I'm excited to see the cross-section of people that are sitting in this room right now. It's filling up with the noon crowd.
We set up our microphones at a table next to the restaurant cashier. Sam and I work the tables, asking diners to come by after lunch and talk with us. Now, a lot of folks turned us down. Some wanted to be sure we didn't use their name, but some folks did come by our table to answer our questions. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Orono.
What races are you most interested in this year?
Well, obviously, I'm very interested in the presidential race. This race is probably the most important race that I voted on, and I just turned 60 in March.
Do you have a preference yet?
Yes, I do. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
Okay, tell us why.
I have a lot of disagreements, you might say, with Hillary Clinton. If you had an hour and a half, which I know you don't, I could tell you some reasons. She's running for president. She thinks it's her right. I just basically disagree with some of the things that she has said and done.
What about the tenor of the campaign?
The tenor of the campaign, I think, has been not very good, I'm afraid to say. They're just going back and hollering at each other, calling each other names and stuff.
Any thoughts about the second district congressional race between Bruce Poliquin and Emily Kane?
I know Emily Kane really well because I work at the University of Maine, and I've had a chance to meet her and talk with her. But I'm sorry to say I really disagree with some of her stances, and I'm going to vote for Bruce Poliquin.
So where are you from?
From outside Buffalo, New York.
Oh, indeed. Excellent. So that's the home of Buffalo Wings, Beef on Weck.
You got it.
And pretty good sports teams.
Well, only pretty good, yeah,
well,
I'm afraid. Well, our Sabres will be good
this
year.
Right.
Good hockey team.
Exactly.
So, sir, what's your opinion on the national political scene?
It's a dreadful mess, isn't it? You know, I've been voting since I was eligible to. That was back in 1952, and it's probably the worst. I mean, politics is toxic these days, and you can't get away from it. If you're a Hillary Clinton supporter, you're probably glad that she's running against Donald Trump, because both candidates have a lot of baggage. We can't afford as a country to have a Donald Trump as president. I think he has no respect for anyone but himself. He's interested in nobody but himself. It's the Peter principle once again. You know, you've risen to the one step about what he's capable of.
Yeah. I wonder if your thoughts about Hillary are impacted by her performance as your U.S. senator.
She was a good U.S. senator. You know, it's almost the way George Mitchell was here in Maine.
Yes.
A good U.S. senator goes across the aisle to get things done. I have a friend who was 28 years in Congress. And the last thing he wanted to do was stand on the battlements and say, I can't work with a guy or a woman across the aisle. Because he knew if he wanted to get anything through the Congress, nearly half of them were of the other party.
Do you have any ideas as to how we get past what you call the toxic politics?
I don't, honestly. I think it probably has to run its course.
Nice to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Tell us where you're from.
We're living in Ottawa right now.
Oh, in Ottawa. Wonderful. Yeah. Nation's capital. So as a Canadian, as you look at what's going on in the American political scene, what are your thoughts?
They're different.
In what way would you say?
Well, there's a lot of sniping going on and a lot of untruth, I think, you know, especially on the GOP side.
Are you surprised at the level of hostility that's out there right now?
I'm extremely, yeah. Because you never had that before.
Would you say that the duration of our races helps this to be the way it is? Or do you think it's the amount of money in politics? Or do you think it's just the difference between the way Canadians go at it and the way Americans go at it?
I think it's just the way that we differ in our politics. Canadians are just a ho-hum type people, and what comes along sort of fair, right? But we have our snipe, and we have our bad politicians as well.
Well, we're so appreciative
thank
of
you.
Seeing
okay, thank you.
You
very much.
Thank you for stopping by. Are you a Maine person?
Yes.
Excellent.
So tell us, do you have an opinion about the political race that's going on
yes,
right
I
now?
Yes, I do.
And could you tell us that?
Yes, I will. I think Trump has been treated terribly by the Republican Party. The insiders are awful, and I'm thinking seriously of leaving the party and becoming an independent.
Do you have any issues with some of the things that have come up in the last 2 weeks to do with the way he's treated women in the past and so forth?
Oh, come on. Let's drop all of that. That's not what is important. This country is going otherwise. And I don't want to hear it. I just don't. That's not what I'm interested in.
What are the subjects that you do want to hear these candidates talking about?
Okay. I want to know the military. I think it's terrible that we don't support that more than we do. Like your income tax and so forth. That's important to business. You know that's important to business. I think Hillary will take us right down the path. And I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I am concerned about them. I'm almost 87 years old. So
you
I
are not.
I am too.
That was Dorothy Hayes of Brewer, who was joined by Tanya Kinney of Brewer with an additional thought.
Well, I think that the Supreme Court is probably the most important issue we have, because if Hillary goes in, it's going to be liberal. And Trump, hopefully, will keep it the other way. But it's going to impact us not just for 4 years, but for a generation anyway.
People come here from near and far. Pat LeBlanc is from Eddington.
I don't think we have a good choice of candidates on either side, which is very unfortunate. And for myself, I'm just going to vote for Hillary only because I don't want Trump.
What are some of the reasons that make you say that?
I think he's a very vulgar man. Well, he doesn't know anything about politics whatsoever. He doesn't know anything about running the country. I think he just wants to get in the political office. If he gets into the White House, he can hide his own misdoings. And that I think the same thing for Hillary.
You said at the very beginning that you didn't like the choice of candidates.
I don't.
And I'm just wondering if you have a sense of how it is we got here and how it could be different.
I think when it came down to the conventions, they should have recognized that you did not have popular candidates. Maybe you should not have gone with Hillary just because Hillary is the name. The same thing with the Republicans.
Another novel thought came from a long-haul trucker from San Francisco.
I met Donald Trump back in 1979. Boxing and everything in Vegas. You know, my brother, myself. And he's a cool cat. You know what I'm saying? This is before he got into the politics and everything. Very generous individual, you know what I'm saying? And I like him. One thing I can say, he's very honest. I ain't never seen no politician as honest as that. Hillary, she knows politics. I don't care if she's this or she that, she knows politics. My decision about the whole thing, and I know it's never been done before, but having a woman as a president of the United States ain't never been done either. I think the both of them need to be running. I mean, running and become president. I mean, they need to share it. I think so. Because when they up there, they saying going through a debate, they sound like a husband and a wife. And I think the two of them, because two heads are better than one, it can make things much more balanced here.
And lastly, this 21-year-old woman who offered us a glimpse into why younger people may not make it to the polls on November 8th.
Honestly, I don't even keep up with it.
Do you think you're going to vote in this election?
I don't think so.
Are you registered to vote?
I don't even know. Well, I don't know a lot about it at all, actually. I probably should, but I mean, my sister talks to me a little bit about it, but.
Do any your friends have are they thinking about the political election or not right now, do you think? Most of your friends? No.
No, not really.
No.
So for you, what goes on nationally or even locally isn't that big a deal in your life. You don't really see your role in it, and it isn't that important.
It probably is important. I probably should pay attention to it, but I just have a lot going on in my life right now. I haven't
had the time.
Yeah.